Hi, I'm Mal Madras. I am an 8-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Talking to a good friend of mine, Steve Delgado. Haven't had a show on in a couple weeks just because it's been crazy. I've been sick. It's hockey season. Well, that's my usual excuse. But anyway, called up my good friend Steve, said, you know what? I need to talk to somebody. I see all this good stuff going on Facebook about you. So let's get together. Let's talk and remind people what's going on with Protect the Pec. So how are you today, Steve?
I'm doing great. It's a great day. It's almost spring. It's going to be 60 degrees this weekend here in Cincinnati. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. I know. It's supposed to be 40 in Michigan. It's almost like a heat wave.
Heat wave.
So we got a lot going on besides the Pink and Blue movie. What have you been up to? Well, actually, first, let's remind our listeners a little bit about your cancer history, and your cancerversary is coming up also.
Sure. March 7th is going to be my 3-year cancer free anniversary. That was my last day of chemo on March 7th, 2013. And I was diagnosed with stage 2 HER2 negative invasive ductal carcinoma, breast cancer. And that was in 2012. So since then, I've been doing great. And ever since then, I started a foundation called Protect the Pecs. Help all the men out there who are going through it, and make sure they're not going through it alone, and offering support and services and other items as well.
So do you find that since you were diagnosed 3 years ago and going through the end of your treatment, that there are more people who have heard of men getting breast cancer than when you first were diagnosed?
Oh, yes. More people are coming forward, more guys. Well, not really. You know, the guys are coming forward, but I'm hearing it from a lot of women in their lives who are saying, hey, Steve, you know, my dad, my grandfather, my brother has breast cancer. What can we do to help them? I mean, and the conversation starts. But I'm talking to people on the streets, wherever I go, and they hear about Protect the Pecs, and they want to, you know, ask questions. So it's great. It's people are now coming forward, and more awareness is being done about it.
Awesome. And I know a lot of people didn't know about that men get breast cancer, too. I mean, that's, I don't know, that I guess that should have been obvious, but, you know, you just don't think about it if you're a guy. And it's always important, you know, your own body. If you feel something weird, you should always go to the doctor. A lot of people just always talk about the prostate, but you always got to check everywhere, including the pecs.
Right. Yeah, just getting guys get to the doctor, that's the problem.
Yes.
You know, guys don't like to go see the doctor because they think they're going to get bad news. So it's up to the women in their lives, whether it's the mother, the sisters, or the girlfriends, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They need to push their, you know, the men in their lives, say, hey, you need to go see a doctor. You find something wrong in your body. It's, you know, it's your responsibility to take care of it.
I agree. So you got a lot going on with your Protect the Pecs. First of all, have you seen, were you at any of the premieres of the Pink and Blue movie?
Yes, I flew out to Los Angeles in October.
Wow, awesome.
And it was great. It was shown in Beverly Hills, and I was out there for 3 or 4 days. And I saw the movie like twice, and it was moving both times. I just couldn't believe it. It's kind of weird to see yourself on the on the big screen, you know?
Yes.
It's just wild. And plus, the producer got me in a position where I was crying in the movie. And watching yourself cry on the big screen, I mean, I still cry when I see the movie. It tugs on your heartstrings.
Yes.
You know, it's not a depressing movie. It's an inspirational, educational movie, and it has that wow factor because it doesn't seem like a documentary. It seems like a mini movie.
Oh, really?
So yeah, and then I learned a lot too about triple negative breast cancer. I learned about that 50% of all BRCA carriers, or sorry, BRCA carriers. are male.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot. I was like, wow, I didn't know that.
I see that you read our good friend. She posted it. It's BRCA. It's not BRCA.
Oh, Georgia Hurst.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not BRCA. Can't say BRCA. You know, it's BRCA. I'm like, oh, brother. Tomato, tomato. You know, I you know. All right, come on. No, I get it, but I. Whatever.
That's funny. So tell me, what was it like at the LA premiere? That's pretty awesome.
It was great seeing everyone to come out. You know, I met a lot of people there, and it's just weird because after the movie, I'm just standing there, and people come up to me, "Hey, you were in the movie. Can we get a picture with you?" And I'm like, "Me? All right, I'm getting pictures with these people. Oh my God, I feel like a little star." I'm like, "Hey, this is great." And just and people say, "Hey, look, you were great in that movie. I mean, it was, you know, you did a good job." It was just very weird for me. But people were like amazed about my prognosis and what I'm doing with myself now and the foundation. It was eye opening.
Wow. I have yet to see the movie, unfortunately. As we were talking before the show, it was shown in Detroit, which is about 6 hours south of me, and I didn't have a chance to go. But I know I heard lots of good things. Our good friend Kelly Roth was like, "Well, Jimmy Howard will be there if that gives you any incentive." I'm like, "It does, but I still can't go because it's,
yeah,
I just didn't have time, unfortunately."
Yeah, I was it's 4 hours or 4.5 hours north of me, and I'm thinking like, I don't like drive. I mean, you know, Kelly Roth was a big part of the film. She was amazing. It was her night to shine. And I was like, you know, I'm going to let her have that night. It's all, you know, I just didn't want to go up there at all. That's her night to shine. I want her to be there. And it's just, like I said, it was like in the wintertime, you know, it was like, I think it was like what, a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I just kept like driving to the all the way up there.
You don't want to go to Detroit in the wintertime, is that what you're saying?
No, I really don't. I don't want to go there in the summertime. I'm like, if they're showing like in Nashville or someplace like that or in Miami Beach, I'm there. I'm
right.
Fine.
Hawaii, we're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
So you were telling me that you're with, what is it? Sorry. The Warriors in Pink. Jeez, it's been a long game.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Ford Warriors in Pink.
Mm-hmm. How did they track you down? Did you apply to that, or how did that work?
I applied to that like 2 years ago to be a model of courage. You know, you submit your story, you tell them what you're doing in the community, and you get chosen. And I got chosen over 2 years ago, and I became a Ford Warrior in Pink for 2014 and 2015. And it was me and about 20 other people, other breast cancer survivors that are part of this program. And you get together for like 3 days at a resort. You model the clothing line that they have. And then you talk about different things that are happening throughout the year, like going to press events, doing magazine articles, doing news shows so you can promote the Ford Warriors in Pink clothing line and say, hey, they've been around for they're one of the first major corporations that donated to breast cancer research. They're helping, you know, a lot of women. And the sale of their clothing line, 100% of the net proceeds goes to four charities of your choosing. You know, that's Coleman, Dr. Susan Love's Research Foundation, Young Survival Coalition, and the Pink Ink Fund. So it's your choice, and it goes to those foundations. So they're doing great works, and Coleman here in Cincinnati knows what I'm doing, and they invited me to go on Fox 19 here in Cincinnati tomorrow to represent them on live TV.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you getting to be all media savvy now, getting on TV and everything?
Yeah, I've been. doing a lot of news interviews. At first I was nervous. Now I get excited. Now, I used to be so fear of public speaking. I don't mind doing it now. I think it's great going up there in front of, you know, a couple thousand people and just tell your story.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to Las Vegas in April, and I was invited to speak at the Siemens Health Innovation Symposium. And they invited me to come out to speak for an hour.
Whoa.
And speak at the Mirage in Vegas. And I could speak for an hour, talk about my personal journey, the risks, the symptoms, education awareness of male breast cancer. And they're paying my way. I'm going out there for 2 days.
I don't know how I'd speak for an hour. I'd be like, okay, are we done? You have 50 minutes left.
I've been practicing. Right? My personal journey takes about 20, 25 minutes.
Right.
And then you talk about another 20 minutes or so on the other stuff. You take 10 minutes for questions, and then you're done.
That sounds a lot easier than I would imagine.
I know. Wait till I get out there, and I'm going to speak a mile a minute. I'll be done in 10 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. That's.
Then I get to tell jokes. I tell jokes for another 50 minutes and then I'm good.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what is this again that you're going to?
It's Siemens Health Innovations Symposium.
Oh. So they have a lot of.
They do all the medical devices, you know, the Siemens, the mammogram machines and imaging and all that. They have a huge, like a Siemens, you know, like a conference for their customers.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Have you been to Vegas before?
Excuse me?
Have you been to Las Vegas before?
No, I have not. I have not been downtown Vegas. I've been to the desert for the Rise Festival like 2 years ago, but never been to downtown Vegas. I passed it. I've flown over it, and I passed it on the highway, but I've never been downtown.
That's awesome. You're going to have a lot of fun.
So it's going to be an interesting time in April.
Are there other cancer survivors that'll be there?
Not that I know of. I know they invited me. They invited me a year ago, and I couldn't go, and so they did it again this year.
That's awesome. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's very impressive. That all these medical professionals will be talking about male breast cancer and finally getting the word out that needs to be out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I partnered with a doctor, Linda Gerges, out on the East Coast. She's a big advocate for male breast cancer, and I met her through the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We were talking, and she became a board member for Protect the Facts. And her and I, we did a study to about 1,000 U.S. doctors. She created a survey, and she asked a couple questions. One was, do you think more needs to be done for male breast cancer, more awareness? 87% of the doctors said yes.
Well,
the next question was, how many men do you treat each year for male breast cancer? I have 1,000 doctors that answered. Each one of them said between 6 to 7 men.
Whoa.
Now I'm thinking, well, that's like 6,000 men a year. And he said, that's right. I was floored by that. I'm like, 6,000 men, you're treating each year for breast cancer? But the numbers are telling us 2,350 will be diagnosed each year.
Yeah,
I'm like, the numbers don't mix.
Wow.
So something's wrong with the numbers.
Well, I mean, like you said before, it's hard for men don't go to the doctor as much as they should. Let's face it, a lot of people don't go to the doctors as much as they should, but men in particular.
So that's why I got to educate, go around the country, talk to colleges, you know, and talk to these men. And so on to get the word out. And that's what I need to do.
That's awesome. So what else are you going to do when you're in Vegas? I got to ask you about Vegas because it's been a while since.
Well, I'm going to gamble. I'm not going to have much money, but I'm going to go to a couple of slot machines and put my quarters in.
Exactly.
And see what happens. Maybe I'll see Britney. I'll see Britney Spears, you know, I don't know.
There you go.
That'll maybe I'll score some free tickets. You know, I'll grease the maitre d'. I'm like, hey, can you get me in? Can you give me a hall pass or a backstage pass? Go see Britney.
That would be awesome. So now you got a lot of. Tell me about your. You have a sponsor, the TITIN Tech.
Oh, Titan.
Titan.
Yeah, Titan. Titan was on the Shark Tank episode, I think, over a year or two ago.
Oh.
This company does compression weighted shirts. And for athletes to improve their performance on the field. So it's a compression shirt where you insert these gel packs in different parts of the shirt. So when you work out, gives you an added weight. Well, they had these gel packs that went into where the chest area was. That looked like, gives you, you know, a more, it shows like more packs, you know?
Right.
So I'm thinking like, hey, I can use that shirt. You know, that'd be pretty cool to use underneath my shirt. Just, you know, show I got those, the pecs, you know, since I lost mine.
Right.
So I called them up and I talked to them about my foundation. And I said, hey, you ever think about using the shirt as a medical application to it to help men with cancers or like heart disease or heart operations?
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, he goes, yes, we're helping men, other people, with that, because when they have surgery, you can actually heat the packs or freeze the packs, and it helps them to recover from surgery quicker.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, what about helping men who have lost their packs during breast cancer? Can I wear this fitted shirt underneath? And he said, no, that's a great idea. So they sent me a system. They sent me the whole thing. And I was wearing them like, all right, you know, this is good, you know. But then I said, I'm going to start wearing it for, you know, when I work out. But they told me, because, hey, we'll be your sponsor, your corporate sponsor. Whatever you need, you let us know. We'll help you.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I'm still in talks. It's still brand new, and we're getting to know each other still. But that was my first corporate sponsor. And then the next one was BW3s here in Cincinnati and actually Northern Kentucky. They're a big supporter of us. They want to do a regional events. They got shirts made up with Protect the Pecs and their BW3 logo in the back of the shirt, you know, selling them, giving away to people.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I like B-dubs. They have good salads. I was just talking to someone about them today.
Oh, I can go for some wings right now. I love their wings. I mean, I really do.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
I got events going on this year. Yep. I decided the best way to raise money for Protect the Pecs is hosting beer booths, because you get like 10 to 12% of the proceeds. It's the best way. So, you know, I'm waiting on the beer booth at Taste of Cincinnati. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm waiting on confirmation for that. July 4th celebration, Taste of Blue Ash. It's in Ohio. The River Fest, WEVN fireworks. So you're having a huge Labor Day, one of the biggest Labor Day fireworks in the country. Do a beer booth down there. That's the best way to raise money and raise awareness. Because all the volunteers wear the shirts, and people come up to you and say, "Hey, what's that? What are you guys wearing? What's that foundation?" And then it's, "Oh, I didn't know men can get breast cancer. That's fantastic. Where can I get a shirt?" I mean, it's great.
That's awesome. I never thought about that.
And they give you tips. I mean, it's perfect.
And you have something going on in the 7th. Did we talk about that already? Like chemo?
Yeah, wounds. March 7th.
Acting up.
At BW3 in Newport, Kentucky. I'm having a Eat Wings, raise funds for Protect the Pecs. It's also my 3-year cancer free anniversary. So I'm inviting people to come on down between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eat Wings, tell your waiter, our waitress, that you're there to support Protect the Pecs. And B-dubs will donate 10% of the food bill. It's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time. You know?
That's awesome. So when are we going to have a movie about your life?
Movie about my life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who's going to play me.
Well, who would you want to play you?
I don't know. About Andy Garcia. He's a good-looking guy.
He is a good-looking guy.
I don't know. I got a crazy life, crazy dating life, crazy life in general.
Do you find
it fun though?
Do you find it hard to find dates telling people that you have male breast cancer? I mean, your name's out there, so it can't be that difficult. But is that difficult dating?
It used to be. It used to be like people, you know, that's the best way to meet women. It really is. I go on these dating sites and they know who I am. They're like, "Oh, we want to meet you, and you got a great foundation. All right, sounds good to me. We'll go meet and become friends or whatever." But you know, they say they don't care. He goes, "Hey, you're a breast cancer survivor. Big deal. I mean, whatever. It's all good."
But in the beginning, you know, because
in the beginning, it was tough.
Right.
It was tough. It was, you know, and I got to see, you know, some women that actually were, you know, kind of weirded out by it. You know, one of them actually left the dinner table at the restaurant.
What?
And I told her what I did. Oh, yeah, she got up and left.
Did she use the bathroom as an excuse, or did she just like...
Oh, no. She got a jacket and she left. I don't remember her name. I just sat there and started drinking my margaritas. I'm like, I'm good.
You're like, what?
See ya.
Did this just happen?
I was like, that's fine. I'm like, I'm drinking my margaritas. I have a nice dinner. I got drunk. I'm like, I'm good. Have a good life.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It sure is.
I don't think I've ever heard of such a thing.
Oh, women, just crazy.
Oh, I know. Wow.
But other than that, things are going good. You know, family life is good. in my social life, you know, working on the foundation, you know, getting the word out. I might be co-writing a new book this year.
Really?
About it. Yeah, Dr. Linda Gergitz and I want to do a book about the forgotten faces of breast cancer. And talk about the men in it and what we go through, but dig deeper and actually, you know, and talk about the discrimination that we face in everyday society and things like that, like a shock and awe book. Like, wow, I didn't know, you know, guys go through that. But yeah, something hard hitting with the facts and what we go through.
Have you been to any events where you tell, like, I don't know, I don't want to say like a Relay for Life, but just use that as an example and saying that you're all the pink is around and you say, I'm a male breast cancer, and do people look at you like, what?
Oh, yeah. I go to those events. I'm like, hey, it's all pink event. I'm like, where's the blue? And they're all like, this is a breast cancer event. That's right. I'm a breast cancer survivor. I'm the blue. How come you're not representing me? And they get the looks. I'm like, all right, I get it.
That must be, well, that must have been hard in the beginning, but now I know, you know, you
it is, but,
speak your
but
mind.
Sometimes when I go to these events, like I was nominated for an award one time last year, and I was lumped in with a bunch of women, and I was treated like a woman when the MC gets up on stage and she says, look at these great 26 women that have been nominated for the award. And I'm thinking, hello, you got one guy here. And I'm thinking, are you serious? And I'm looking around, I'm like,
what?
All right. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, did she just call me a woman?
That is weird.
The names are on the list. She's going down the list. And she sees me at the bottom, Steve Delgado. It doesn't say Stephanie Delgado, Steve Delgado. And I'm looking at her. She's looking right at me. I'm like, hello. She didn't correct herself. I'm like, all right.
That's weird.
Strangest day.
What did you say to that? Hello? Were you all tootsie about
it? Like, she looked at me. I'm like, I'm pointing to me. Yeah, you know. And was looking at me like I'm being stupid. I'm the one that was wrong. And then they go, hey, come up here and get a photograph. I get out, and she still sees me. I'm like, you know, I'm coming up here and get a photograph with all the women. I'm the only guy in the photograph.
Oh, my gosh. So you still have a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah.
It seems
I have a lot of work to do. And it's good, though. It's funny because I'm going to use a different way to approach this thing. I'm going to use humor to get my point across.
Yes.
That's when people are listening. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Because you can't be all doom and gloom and go on stage.
No.
People won't listen to you, but if you add some humor to it, people are like, oh, yeah, he's right. That's crazy. And that's what I got to do. I'm like, all right, I got to change my approach. I'm doing it my way. I'm going up there and just talking.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks.
I still get, oh yeah, let's talk to all these ladies. And you should have been like, yes, hello, how are you?
I'm like on the front, I'm like in the front, you know, the table right there, right front. It's like, hey, my hand's up, hello, you see me? I'm wearing a suit here, I'm not wearing a dress, hello?
That's just crazy.
Oh, it is. You know, you go to these events, like, you know, like I said, it's all pink. You know, every day, I go to the pink ribbon luncheon every year. You know, it's all pink. I'm like, hey, you know, it's about time you add some blue, you know, it's you know, it's not all about women. I'm like, you know, there's some men that are getting it. Heck, I won one of your awards 2 years ago. I'm like, come on.
Have they started to change anything? Because
No one's changing anything. Nothing.
Wow.
That just blows my mind.
Well, come on, man. You got to work on it more.
it's like the NFL. I got a petition out there. Say, hey, let's change the way the NFL thinks about breast cancer awareness. Start adding some blue in the mix. You know, I only got 112 supporters to sign it. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, the NFL needs to do more.
Well, male breast cancer isn't as sexy as female breast cancer, that's why.
Right. But there's ex-NFL players who have breast cancer.
Well, you need to get them and get them on board with you.
Right, exactly. So, I, you know, again, you know, I'm a one-man, one-man machine doing everything, and just, you know, it's like, I need a team of people to help me get the message. I can't do everything.
Well, you're doing a good job trying.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm not giving up, don't you know?
Well,
don't,
no, you're not giving up.
I'm not giving up. It's just like, you know, I got to shout. I got to go on a stage in front of thousands of people and say, okay, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to call out some people, and they're not going to like it.
Well, I think when you go to Las Vegas and you talk to the doctors, maybe some of them will have a contact with the NFL or other organizations that can help
right.
you out, you know.
Right.
Because I think once you get the medical community on board, it's just a matter of everyone else falling in line. And they're I would think they're the hardest ones to get on board with everything.
Yeah.
Because they're so rigid. I mean, even with, like, for example, lung cancer, I had to argue with one of my radiation oncologists that, no, smokers, you know, a lot of lung cancer survivors are non-smokers. And they're like, no. And he actually sent me an email about, like, here's the data. I'm like, well, you're wrong. Because...
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're wrong. It's not
secondhand smoke. Come on, these people are idiots sometimes. You know, I just like the other day, I'm on. Joan London had something online about the cancer rates or the death rates are decreasing in breast cancer. I'm like, no, I don't think it is.
I don't think they are either.
And I said, hey, I'm like, and I told her, I said, hey, mortality rates with men with breast cancer is a lot higher than women's.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person got on me and said, oh, that's BS. You're wrong. That's not true. I'm like, yes, it is. I'm like, here's my information from this website. And she kept attacking me. She was like calling me a bad word and telling me I was wrong. I was, you know, I was dead wrong. You don't know anything. I'm like, I'm telling you, men who wait to see their doctors, they get a later stage of diagnosis because they waited too long and they die.
Exactly.
And I said it's between stage 0 to stage 2 or stage 3. The rates for men are a lot higher than women's, but it evens out stage 3 and stage 4. And I proved it, and then I got people backing me up. And I'm thinking, I'm sorry, you know, that's the truth, but you know, that's what it is. I'm like, you don't have to come after me personally, attack me.
No.
I'm like, that's ridiculous. We're all in this together. We're all brothers and sisters looking for the cure. There's no reason to come after me like that. I'm just stating some facts that people should know about male breast cancer a little bit more.
Did he back down or no? No.
Oh, no, no, no. She blocked me from Facebook.
Oh, of course.
Not Joan London, but this other
right.
Woman did. And she's, you know, she just went off and then she was like gone.
Weird.
And she's done that twice to me on Facebook.
That's weird. People are weird
she's
on Facebook.
Like, You know, I understand about stage 4. I understand. But you shouldn't attack the other people who have other stages because you have stage 4.
Right.
I I'll do whatever I can to help you with your stage 4 diagnosis, but don't personally attack me and don't make me feel bad because I'm only stage 2.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
Some people are just angry, and it's hard for them not to be angry.
People are angry, and they're angry that I... in partnership with Coleman. I'm like, well, they're helping me. They're helping me. They understand what I need to do. They want me to be the Coleman of men, my foundation. They want to help me to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Jean Brinker is in that movie with me. And she knows about me. She's like, I want to help the organization, Steve, to make you grow. I think it's important that you become the Coleman for men. And that's huge.
That is huge because they are trying to change their image.
They are trying to change. And I was like, and you get these people that are coming out and they're like, I can't believe you're in support of the Coleman Foundation. She has blood on her hands because she promised to end breast cancer because of her sister 30 years ago. And I'm thinking, like, look, do you ever think the fact that billions of dollars of research are going in and the medical advances are not there yet? We haven't discovered that magical plant in the rainforest or another planet to cure cancer? I'm like, are you serious? You're blaming one person? I don't get it.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to change people's opinions on Coleman, but that's a whole other show. So
that's a whole other show. We can go on all show and talk about that. It just blows my mind that these people, how they come after me on Facebook and Twitter. It just blows my mind. If I have an opinion, what I think, you know, about something, they really come after me with teeth.
Right.
You know, I understand, like protect the pecs. I'm like, I understand that we all have breast tissue. Men and women have breast tissue.
Right.
I'm like, I understand that women have breasts, and it's always the society that men have pecs. That's how society is. So that's why they protect the pecs. You know, guys have pecs. I'm like, I just see, and he get mad at me. He goes, well, you don't know your size because men have breasts. I'm like, great. You go in the gym, you find a lunkhead, you go up to him and say, hey, nice looking breasts. Let me see what he does to you. He's going to punch you in the throat. Like, I don't have breasts. I got pecs. I'm like, what's wrong with people?
We're out of time. That's what's wrong with people. We'll see how quick this
went. All right. That was fun.
That was fun. So protectthepecs.org. And you'll always take a donation.
Yes. through PayPal.
Through PayPal. And we can look for you there. You're on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere.
Everywhere, on Twitter, everywhere.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm going to be all over the world. People are going to see you and they get sick of me. Oh, there's Protect the Pecs guy.
Excellent. Well, hang on, Steve. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.